Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us. You know, it's so much fun to have old friends back on the show, especially when they're as brilliant as our last guest and our next guest, Diane Collins, who's with Quantum Think. She's the CEO and creator of the Quantum Think system of thinking. And I think last time I talked with Diane, I was just getting ready to go on a little vacation, and she had sent me her book, and I took it with me. Fascinating read, Quantum Think. It's a great read. So Diane is an original thinker and a popular media personality, and she's the creator of the Quantum Think system of thinking. And she's an author of the 6-time award-winning bestseller, Do You Quantum Think? New Thinking That Will Rock Your World, and the world's leading authority in the New World View Thinking. Along with her husband and business partner, Alan K. Collins, Diane consults executives and entrepreneurs, celebrities, and politicos in applying quantum thinking to what's important to them for mastering accomplishment and fulfillment. And her clients have included leaders in Accenture, AT&T, CNN, DuPont, and McKinsey. And she's a featured blogger on the Huffington Post and was named one of the top 20 conscious entrepreneurs for 2014 in the annual Terra Award. So, Diane, welcome to the show. I am so glad you came back on with us. It's a pleasure to have you back on.
Thank you so much, Bill. I'm just delighted to be back with you.
Well, it's so much fun. Last time we had a great time, and we got so many great comments. Quantum thinking is such a refreshing topic for a lot of our listeners that they're forced to, you know, comply with so many different things, and they just want to go back to the day when they established their businesses and came up with these great ideas and relight those entrepreneurial fires. And I think that's what you're all about, is helping them do that.
It really is, Bill. And I would say this, at this particular time, you know, I like what you're saying about that when people first start their businesses or they get the vision for it, the passion for it, there is that entrepreneurial fire going on. And I think what business owners forget along the way is that we need to keep the fire stoked. And so to put that in more practical terms, we need to keep looking and developing, take that wide perspective viewpoint and step back from the day-to-day operations and how it's going, even if it's been working extremely well for you, and take a look and see, what's the next step? How do I grow my business now? And I think in today's environment where you're looking at, excuse me, one second. I don't know what happened to my, I have 3 shows today, so my voice got a little bit. But what I was going to say is that, you know, this expression came into my head today as I knew I was coming on the show with you, Bill. And it comes from one of the ancient wisdom masters by the name of Kabir. And he said, most people know that the drop is in the ocean, but most do not realize that the ocean is also in the drop. And why that's important is to see that we are not doing our business in a vacuum. We're doing our business in an environment, in a socially changing environment, in a obviously technologically changing environment. And overall, the whole business environment is rapidly changing. In fact, that's one of the key characteristics of it. And I think what we need to do in this case, when you look at that, the world is changing, the way people are relating to the customer experience is changing, that the most important focus right now for all of us as business owners is to look at proactively, what do we need to do to restructure our business, to make some modifications so that we can have a proper, solid foundation for whatever our new expression that we are going to make into the world. Because this is really what, it's kind of like the pulse of business right now. And I'm sure you talk to so many people and you have your own clients of how many people are making these, you know, sharp turns or wanting to do things in a new way. It's almost like a cosmic pulse that we're all feeling. And so when you do, instead of waiting for, you know, the proverbial 2x4 to hit you over the head with it, I think what's important now is for us to look and see, okay, in this sea of information, of opportunities, of choices that consumers and businesses have, if you're a business-to-business operation, of what's going to differentiate me, and most importantly, what is truly authentic for me now in my business going forward? And the key point being to do this proactively.
Mm-hmm. That's such wisdom, and you're right. There's so much change going on as far as the way the consumer has been so empowered with all of the tools that are out there today to elevate or destroy your business, obviously, these days. And it's so important to look at life from a different perspective. Yet a lot of the owners and a lot of the owners in our demographic, age 50 plus, have been doing what they've been doing for so long that they may have forgot that there are trees out there. It's just a big forest that they're right, you know, they're just in the middle of everything, that there's a much bigger perspective out there, and they need to find that and go, you know. I hear that from so many people, Diane. They say, I just want to go from being overtime president to part-time chairman, and what I really want to do, another metaphor, is I want to go from being a firefighter to an innovator again, because when I started this business, I was an innovator, and now I'm a firefighter.
You know, I have clients, many clients like that right now who are in that situation where they have actually been very successful. And, you know, that first thing you said about, well, I want to go to, you know, like people want to relax, right, when you get to this age. And, you know, the interesting thing, when you're quantum thinking, I wanted to bring up 2 points about this. What quantum think does, as you know, is a system of 21 principles and practices for the mind and awareness that has you thinking more in sync with actually the operating principles of nature, the way that our minds work, the way that time works, and to be more in sync with the world as it is today, so that for the purpose of actually being masterful. And one of the distinctions is called success to mastery. Success to mastery. And this specifically addresses what you were just talking about, that people have, we rely on our successes of the past. And in this chapter in the book, what I'm saying is even our successes can limit us because of the changes that are going on. Okay, so then what do we do? What's the answer? So this is the idea of moving from success to mastery. And mastery is a state. It's not anybody's particular talent or an attribute of your personality. It's a state that you can access. And, you know, we all admire the masters in any profession, in any sport. Why do we admire them? Because they have that level of focus where whatever, I use always the tennis analogy because I'm a tennis player and a big tennis fan.
Mm-hmm.
So when the ball is coming at you, you know, it's a perfect metaphor for business because every day the environment looks similar, but it's a little bit different. You know, the weather, to use the tennis analogy, the weather is different. the number of fans, whether you're in your hometown stadium, whether they're rooting for you or not. You know, the energy of it is different. How you feel that day is different. So in the state of mastery, what makes a master tennis player is that regardless of the circumstances, regardless of whatever's being thrown at you, that you connect to that inner knowing, that inner confidence within yourself, and have such clarity, Bill, that you are able to make the right decision, to know what to do in the moment without having to deliberate too much over it. And this is what we talk about when we talk about quantum thinking, is to be able to see that even the way you've always done it, even though it's always worked, that you're in a new environment. And it is possible when you can see that limit of your own thinking, that enables you to go beyond it and to do what we call think from infinite possibility. Think from what? Here's the key question. It's a very simple question. What will work and what is best in this situation, in this moment? And you operate from that state. And this is what we work with our clients who are in that condition. That was the one thing I wanted to say. And the second aspect of it is that for people who really want to make a transition in the way that you're related to your business, where you want to be that part-time chairman, where you want to be able to give the day-to-day operate, you know, the main portion of the operational part of your business over to the people who are you're either employing, or it could be even, you know, as we do, have a networked, mostly outsourced operation. And that, Bill, is easier than people realize by the shift in perspective. In quantum worldview, we say context shapes reality. So if you come into something like, how am I going to get out of this? You know, how am I going to get out of the day-to-day, you know, sucking me in, I could never feel free and all that. Well, this is what we work with people to be able to distinguish that you're perpetually, you're habitually in those conversations, and that the conversations that you're in, we call it the old world view or your current world view, that is really the good, the bad, the ugly, and the sublime of what you're, you know, how you're relating to your business. But when you see that our habits of thinking literally shape the way the results go, you can interrupt those habits and create from a new perspective, create from a new intent that is not dependent on those, what I would say, debilitating patterns of thinking. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense, and in the early part you said what I heard was you have to own it in your mind. You have to own it, and you can't just own something without having earned it, of course. So you have to earn it and then own it in your mind, and then you become the master, and you're able to assess what will this look like in this situation at this time. You know, what do we do about this now? And you have the answers in tennis parlor. You have the shots. You're the one making the other person running around the court, and you're making it look easy because you know
that's
what's coming
it.
Out. You've done your homework. So it makes a lot of sense. The context shapes reality. It is certainly valuable in something for everyone to stop and think before they react to a situation. That What is my context? What is the reality of this situation? Is it as bad as it looks? If I have to dig myself out, do I need a spoon, a shovel, or a bulldozer on this one?
What is my intent? Because intent is the active dynamic of creation that we have been endowed with by virtue of human birth. It's like, what do we, you know, what is the thing that has us create anything? Intent in the form of thought, you know, and it becomes a vision. It becomes however it plays out. And, you know, I have an example of this because I have a few clients like this, but I invented this way of distinguishing it with one of my clients who is he's a very top-level leader in a major corporation, and he's also has, many organizations where we want to say give back and a philanthropist, but more than a philanthropist with money, but actually giving his time and energy to different organizations that he has an interest in. Well, it turns out that these are quite a few organizations. Plus, he's married, so he has a wife and a family and several young children. And, you know, is a sports enthusiastic and is, a coach for the kids' teams. And so when you look at life from quantum thinking, we look at not to balance the parts, but to live an integrated life. So how do we create a new context in that situation? Because he was looking at it, I have this over here and that over there, and all of us are in this kind of a situation. So I created the context. Well, let's call it, I'm going to make up a name because obviously I'm not going to reveal my clients. But let's say, let's call it the Richard Patterson. I'm looking at a book on my shelf. Exactly, right, the author. But let's call it the Richard Patterson Enterprise. So, and a big part of the enterprise is this person, his actual company, business that he's running within this corporation. But when you start to look at it that way and start to look at how to have this integrate, then all of a sudden the whole focus of your life shifts, not just your business. And you can, it's an amazing thing when you start to look at your life integrated, and I actually listed all of these with him, Bill, where I said, okay, let's look at all the different interests in your life. Now let's look at that from the whole, and let's see how they integrate, and let's see how those talents and gifts and aspirations within you are playing out, whether you're coaching your son's baseball team or whether you're coaching your employees in the corporation. And all of a sudden, everything shifted. And, when you explain this, you can't really experience it fully until you actually try it. You know, when you do it, you experience it. But what happens is everything it calms down. You have a sense of equanimity. You have a sense of the perspective of all perspectives where you're able to, as you were saying, you're able to just be with any situation and look at it. It's not like you're detached. I want to make a distinction.
Mm-hmm.
You're not attached in terms of like a negative or a positive charge where, you're flotsam and jetsam on the sea of life circumstances. But so you're fully engaged, yet you have that state of mind, that mindset where you're able to kind of keep your cool, to put it in everyday terms. You're cool and you're engaged at the same time because you can see how everything is integrated together and how you can take what I call multidimensional action as distinct from, what do they call it when you're in the computer, I always forget the term, multitasking. It's not the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Multitasking,
right.
Where you have, five windows open at one time or you're trying to do an email and talk to somebody at the same time. No, but multidimensional action is one action that you take that has contained within it many results. And so if you want to spend more time with your daughter, for example, and you want to learn more about technology and social media, and your daughter is, you know, 12 years old and she's a social media expert, and you need to research something about social, you know, something on Facebook, how you could use it for your business. And this is what I mean by a multidimensional action, where you say, oh, Jennifer, let's sit down and show me about social media, and here is one of the tasks that I need to do with my business, and you can help me with it. And so you're getting that quality time with your daughter. You're learning social media. You're learning more about her. And you're gaining some knowledge that can help you with your business. And this is what we need today. And this is a fast-paced, way multidimensional, complex, increasingly, you know, amount of choice world. And so this is quantum thinking, is to learn to use these new habits of thinking that enable you to be in that calm state so you can enjoy your life.
Diane, it is just a delight to have you on the show again. And listeners, you can tell why I love to talk with Diane and hear her viewpoints and thoughts. It just makes me feel better and smarter. And it's that taking a step back and the step back again and looking at your life and really dealing with issues. You can visit her website at dianecollins.com, DianeCollins.com. And you're going to want to buy the book, Quantum Think.
Do You Quantum Think,
New Thinking That Will Rock Your World. It's available on Amazon and from all booksellers online and in stores. It is a fascinating read. And Diane, I just regret that we are out of time today, but it's been fascinating. And thank you so much for coming on the show again today. It's been really wonderful
having you on. Thank you, Bill. I love being in your energy field, and I love what you're doing. And you've got a great Bill Black Enterprise. I love it. So thanks again for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Diane. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back, so please stay with us.
Business owners, if you came back from lunch and there was a resignation letter on your desk, which employee would you really, really not want it to be from? What are you doing to prevent this from happening? At Exit and Retirement Strategies, we design plans that attract, motivate, and retain key employees. For a free consultation, call Bill Black, the Exit Coach, at 866-370-3774. Call today.
Does thinking about what will happen to your business if you're gone keep you awake at night? Will you get the price you need from your business to carry you through retirement? The BEI Network of Exit Planning Professionals is the world's leading advisor network with the power to help business owners transition out of business on their own timeline and terms. Ask your most trusted advisor to create a BEI plan for you or visit us at exitplanning.com. That's exitplanning.com.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.